Hello and welcome back again. I'm Caruana Gatima and this is SharePoint Conference Television. It's been an exciting time here on the conference floor in Las Vegas at SharePoint Conference, and we've done a tremendous amount of content that's available to you on Channel 9. We hope that you're enjoying it, and I have another compelling panel for you today about BI in the enterprise. This is a hot topic. All of the sessions were full, and you'll also be able to see those on Channel 9 after the conference. But right now, I want to introduce some of the experts who have graciously consented to come and talk with me today about BI in the enterprise. Thank you for coming. Really happy that you're here. Why don't you introduce yourself to our viewers?
Sure. So I'm Sanjay Soni. I'm Technical Product Marketing Manager, part of SQL BI team.
Excellent.
I'm Danny Hoder. I'm a Senior Program Manager at the Office BI Development Team in our development center in Israel.
Excellent.
And I'm Noam Topaz, and I'm a contractor working within MSIT, rolling out Power BI at Microsoft.
Hi, and I'm Igal Edry. I'm a Group Program Manager at the Office BI team in Israel.
Oh, that's great. Well, it's an international panel. I'm very excited.
Yes,
this is a rare opportunity that I get to have folks from Microsoft IT, folks from the product group, all of us here in one place. And for me, that's really the power of this event, is it brings so many of us together. Have any of you learned anything by attending this conference about the SharePoint community or our love of BI?
I'm actually not coming from a SharePoint, per se, background, very intensive background. My background is mostly BI, Excel. And coming here, being part of the Power BI new thing, I was thinking about this audience of SharePoint expert and IT people, thinking maybe they would be not that accepting the notion of moving to the cloud, of doing Power BI. I was thinking they would be more of the people who are concerned about classic corporate BI. But I was surprised that I came into a session of a colleague of mine. I came on time, and I couldn't get into the room. There were 50 people queuing outside, and I was the 51, and I just didn't make it. this just gives you a feeling of the amount of interest, which was tremendous.
We're enthusiastic. SharePoint people are very enthusiastic about everything in general, but especially about BI, because we're close to the business. There are obviously multiple audiences here at this conference, but a lot of folks from IT, a lot of IT pros, and a lot of people really trying to deliver solutions. So, yeah, we're very enthusiastic. It's a good thing.
Yeah,
Sanjay, I know you have a unique perspective because you're doing work inside of Microsoft. And in many respects, we're like every other customer. We're taking this journey. Now, albeit we're going ahead of other people, but what are some of the insights you have about self-service BI and how that's working?
Absolutely. That's my topic of passion. Out of 9 years with Microsoft, 7 years was in Microsoft IT. And I had a chance to really implement self-service BI in action. And we started with 300 users, and we literally grew to 40,000 users from IT for business. So the key to success for that, the platform that we had for BI, for business users, was really enabling a self-service BI, trusting business. But you know, you just cannot create a jungle out there. You just cannot simply enable tools and say, okay, go ahead, use it. So what you have to do is really an onboarding process, proper training, managed self-service BI, and that really works. I've done it.
Yes, and you can make it fun, right?
Absolutely.
You can make it fun. You can use the modern tools we have. We saw in the keynote the video portal that's going to become available, people. I know we've leveraged that a lot in the training process.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we have an academy channel inside of Microsoft, and then we use lots of training, self-service BI. Mm-hmm. Exciting new tools, obviously, Power View, Power Map, all this good stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think it's very easy for business people to really get hooked to that, and if you do proper trainings and manage process, self-service BI can actually work.
Noam, you have an interesting role because you're working on the service of BI as we're going to deliver it from Microsoft to our internal users. And
yep.
We work on this and we talk about this a lot, all the time. I know that you've heard some of the concerns that people have about making this journey, security and the complexity of it. How do you see us dealing with that?
Yeah, so I think one of the things about this conference is it really is a tipping point, because up until now, especially when it comes to the cloud, up until now, SharePoint Online was there was a kind of a feature parity between what's available on-prem versus the cloud. And when it comes to BI, there is no feature parity. It's a little bit, I wouldn't say a paradigm shift, but you have to think about it differently. So I think that's the part that I'm seeing a lot of people really hungry for learning more about how does this information management work, and what can what can you do in the cloud, what will have to stay on-prem, and those kind of things. Yeah. And that's the part that I'm trying to address for Microsoft.
It's very important in making sure that we have those conversations and are listening to our customers internally so that we can help our customers externally.
Correct.
That's a great scenario. But the tool set has changed, right? The tool set has changed a little bit from a primary focus. And can you tell me a little bit about how should I think about it now? I've been a team BI person, if you will, right, from a divisional perspective for a really long time. What's going to be different for me?
Yeah, I think first of all, I would address the question around the on-prem and cloud and how to move things. We just did, SharePoint is a really key front end for all of those BI consumption, and we just did a session around how to know how to choose between what to have on-prem, what to have in the cloud, because they are not symmetric, right?
Right.
From the business user's perspective, the big change is that Excel is the end user tool. That's the tool you use for doing your BI. Within Excel, you're using things like Power Query, Power Map, Power View, Power Pivot to analyze the data and get the insights. And you're within the Excel environment. And then once you've done your insights, you can put them on SharePoint and share it with others. And you can put them on SharePoint on premises and or on SharePoint in the cloud and have the data reach to the users who need to consume it.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah, I want to take a different take exactly on the things that Igor was saying and say that people who are doing this kind of work or achieving these goals of creating reports, creating insights, with Excel for, I don't know, thousands of years. No, I mean, let's say 20, okay?
And it feels sometimes like thousands of years. It feels like I've been doing that for a really long time,
exactly.
Right? And I love
but
Excel, right?
The main difference was that these people were somehow feeling guilty that they were doing it under the radar and trying to get stay away from IT. IT was in completely, they didn't know anything about this world. I remember a meeting with a big company in Portugal, and they were saying with IT people, and they were saying, "Yeah, we have like 500 analysts that they're doing stuff with Excel, which we have no idea what they're doing.
Yes.
They're pounding our cubes and databases, but really don't understand it." So there were people doing it, IT trying to forget about it.
Yes,
ignore and it. Now the change is that we can call to these people and say, "Look, you can continue to do it in Excel, the tool that you actually know and love, only that we inserted into it a bunch of very, very powerful new tools that are geared directly for you. And guess what? IT is here to help you also, because we put inside this tool set also enough of controls and tools for IT to be able to manage, to feel that they're not left outside. So I think this is the main paradigm shift that we're talking about.
That's a great point. And when I think about our BI at Microsoft, our internal program for adopting these new tools, I think about how we're taking them through it as a service from IT. It's
yes.
an IT program, right?
Absolutely.
You can speak to that.
Absolutely.
But like you said, it's a different onboarding with a different outcome,
absolutely.
Don't you think?
And also what I'm excited about within the BI at Microsoft, we have within Microsoft IT now, that essentially data as a service. So all this time we spent creating enterprise data warehouse, the hardest thing was how do you put that data, the clean data, in hands of the users? So with this data catalog that we have, I'm really excited. We have like terabytes of data now exposed into this through Power Query add-in as organization data catalog. And then any Excel Power users can actually go into Excel and really literally mash up the data sets. Could be coming from any other places, for example, SAP or any other data sources, and you can get that.
Oh, that's good. And you bring up a good point, though, because it excites us to hear that the data is exposed in the data catalog, but to some people listening, they might be like, oh, dear, you know, my data is my power. Do I really want that? No, I know that you could speak to that talking to some
Yeah, and actually, the data is not saved in the data catalog. Really, the only thing that's saved is the query. And if you don't have access to the data, you won't see the data.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I think that actually goes well to what Danny said earlier. What Microsoft has done is they've separated tools for reporting and consumption of BI, and basically it's centered around Excel. and then they've separated it from all the controls that IT needs to impose, not so much on the reporting, but on the data, the source. And the beauty of it is the ability to actually mash up data that's living in the organization with data that's now available in the public. So data.gov and, you know, U.S. censorship information, Dan and Bradstreet, all that is now part of Power BI. And it's incredibly easy to now take, you know, the world population and map it to our sales data, for example, and that used to be once a really big challenge.
And to be able to do that, because obviously that's an example of some sensitive data, to be able to do that, you have to have rights to that data source,
Absolutely.
Right? There's a permissions and governance model built in to the new tools in a way that I think is going to make people happy, you know.
And to add to that, IT should not be just giving this data set to all business power users. So we have the whole model, right? Data stewards.
Yes.
So for each business, we have data stewards, for example, sales, marketing, you know. And then data stewards can decide, okay, who are the power users who should really have access or have the capability to publish back the data back to the catalog.
And then you have data stewards for each, you know, division or department. It's not across the board.
Yeah. Exactly.
I would add one more, which is users will find the data, right? The data is there. They need it to make business decisions. They need access to the data. You can't just say, hey, this is my data and I'll keep it to myself.
Exactly.
You need to expose it. And the role for the data steward in this case is also to make the data a little bit more accessible and understood by the business users who need to use it. So it's about opening it up, but also making it more approachable by the users who need this. Then they can go and match it up with public data sources and get to actionable insight that improve the business. And that's a trend.
And
that's
a paradigm shift that we're going through. I think what you're really saying also is this is a rethink of the way that we approach data in the enterprise. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to add that another important part is not just being able to reach the data, but accessing in a way that's refreshable. Because think about it, again, I'm coming back to these people who were doing these activities before. What was the best friend? The best friend was some tool that was able to export the data they needed to a CSV file, to a text file.
Yes.
And every tool under the in this world, every BI tool, every reporting tool has this button that says export the data to CSV. Why is that? Because people wanted to take it into the Excel and continue to do stuff with it. But once it was exported by the reporting tool to a text file and then into Excel, that connection was, there was no connection anymore. You cannot refresh it. Now, when you look at it, you don't know really, is it really relevant and
data.
Fresh,
yeah.
Or is it stale? There is no way to know. So it's the responsibility of the person. It was very difficult for them to really keep it refreshed. Now, we try to serve it in a way that will stay refreshable, and it keeps both people. So it gives more confidence for the IT people responsible. Because if I'm responsible for the data warehouse, one of the things I'm thinking this is my role is to make sure that everybody that's looking of any result from this data is looking at the right data and up-to-date data. It's my responsibility. So if I know that the tool allows that, I'm more open for giving people the access.
Exactly.
So basically, we're making Excel as the first-class BI tool.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the other piece about that is the system is designed in such a way that it can support that kind of interactive, fresh data perspective. It's just, you know, moves so fast. One thing I wanted to ask this panel, though, that I know people are going to want to know is, we're really changing as an organization to more quickly iterate on our products, right? We're pushing things to the cloud, we're iterating quickly, you know, there's no more 3-year wait for new features and tools. How do you think that change is doing BI strategy as a customer and really driving this adoption as we have? If you were in IT in another organization, what would you be thinking about that?
Well, so from IT perspective, in a way, it's a good thing, because now that we have Azure first, you know, so things are coming to Office 365, for example, with Power BI example, then the updates that we have to plan for, I mean, you know, you don't have to have this yearly cycle of updates. Updates are really coming into the cloud. And as an IT organization, you can simply take benefit of it. I mean, take advantage from it.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't ignore the risk and the fear that this could cause by an IT organization. If you think, going back a few years, and you think about Office versions, okay, most organizations would skip a version. So they will go from 2007 to 2013, from 2003 to 2008. They would skip, and those were versions that we were releasing every 3 years. So they were facing this major project, migrating Office. In many organizations, it's like one of the most,
biggest
tasks that they have. It's not so much felt inside for us at Microsoft, because for us at Microsoft, we don't have a choice. Once there's a beta, early beta, people are pounding, are forcing us to use it. We have no option, but it's not the case for the large organizations out there. And now we are trying to change their way they think into getting subscriptions, and it's kind of frightening because it's not only that we are updating our servers on the cloud, we are also trying to convince them that to allow us to push new bits for the client tools on a constant basis.
Their desktop.
So they will have, and this puts a lot of responsibility on us to really maintain a very high level of compatibility. Mm-hmm. Because in the past there were complaints by people, why do we do that? Why do we think about it so hard? Because every time we do a new version, we have all these applications that we developed, and not all of them will be compatible. So we need to be really, really careful about this compatibility so that they will get the confidence that they... And then once we are successful, or with these organizations that we are successful, it's awesome because we can, as we said, Excel and the tool around it are the editing experience. And we put more and more and more power in it. And if they stay 5 years behind, it doesn't work.
I know that we're dealing with that internally as we plan for some of the migrations that we're doing, right?
Right.
Helping people to have that reimagination around how they approach solutions.
Well, I think a lot of the people that I'm talking to, there's a competitive advantage here. I mean, you know, Sanjay's group just released a connector to BO, to Business Object Universe. Now, in the old model, you had to wait 2 years until you get this new add-on, and those are the kind of things that, you know, having the trust that Microsoft will not break anything, will, and the fact that you will always get new things, you know, on a cadence of once a month or, you know, sometimes once a week.
And isn't that an SAP tool?
Yeah.
Business Object is SAP, yes.
Okay.
So this is our first foyer into connecting to, actually, it's not the first. The first one was Oracle, but the BO Universe was one of the hottest asked topics for Power BI, and it's no small feat. This is a big achievement for us.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's
huge.
Talk about it.
Because now again, I mean, the ability for you to extract sales data or production data and mash it up with publicly available data sources and make some insights, you know, on a real-time basis is huge.
Yeah.
I think back to your question about how do, like, this cloud and when you're innovating on a regular basis and releasing on monthly updates, etc., it allows the business to actually take advantage of the opportunity of being in the front, getting a competitive advantage by using these new capabilities as soon as they are made available. And what I've noticed here, like compared to previous conferences, is that the question is coming from customers is mostly around, so how do I move to the cloud and not how do I stay on-prem or should I move to the cloud? It's how. It's help us understand how to do this in a gradual way, but the direction is very obvious because the benefits are very obvious.
And luckily we've released fasttrack.office.com to help people with that process so that they can have some structure around their thinking in terms of the best way to move their SharePoint installation to the cloud. And that's a complementary tool to the strategic work that they have to do and the thinking they have to have about moving their BI experiences.
And I don't want to mention any names specifically, because if I do mention some, I will forget others. But there are
it's like an Oscar speech, right?
Yes.
You don't want to leave that.
There are sources for information. We know there's some industry leaders in this area that really publish fantastic online training. It's not just us doing it. There are videos available, there are websites available about it, and I would encourage people really to go and invest. Some of it's free, some of it you have to pay for, and it's a very good use of the corporation money to allow because many years, users of Excel were not getting any training. You were supposed to know Excel, I don't know, just from the air. Yeah. You should come with this knowledge and that's it, and no one will take care of actually training you in the new features. And now there's so many things that we people, this is like a call to action. Please invest in education. Invest in
training.
Training for these people.
That's so true.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I just want to add to that. So Microsoft Virtual Academy has excellent videos and trainings. It's free.
Right.
So just
and that's for internal. That's for
no,
internal.
External.
No, it's external too.
Oh, Microsoft Virtual Academy, MVA.com.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
It has lots of good videos, trainings, and we're doing another session March 25th as well, another new one. And just wanted to add to that SAP conversation, literally, it's a very big deal.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we had all this data in SAP, you know, ERP systems and SAP W. Now, if you can get that data into SAP Business Objects Universe, which many SAP customers do, then inside of Excel, in the Power Query, now you have a new data source for SAP Business Objects Universes. And then what you do is Power Query reads that data, that schema. It really is a great experience. You can, before you import millions of rows of data, you get to choose what you want, the filter and all stuff. And then you bring it into Excel or Power Pivot, for example, then mash it up with millions of rows of other data sets from all over the world, like world's data, we call it, you know?
Yeah.
And then basically publish it to PowerBI.com. So it's really, it's an awesome thing to try.
It's exciting, you know? And now my job is to have enough time to play with all the tools that are available, right? And like you said, invest in education, you know? I'm a classic example of those people who has the education from the past universe. I need to update myself and take advantage of all of these great new tools and opportunities and training materials.
So it's very easy for you, right? You just go to PowerBI.com.
That's right.
Yeah. You sign up for the free trial.
You knew I was going to say that, didn't you?
Yeah, of course.
I'm going to start my experience at PowerBI.com.
Yeah, I should have.
There's a lot of trial and error.
Yeah. And not to be, well, and I want to encourage people like myself not to be afraid to just start trying it.
Yeah.
Go out there, work with the public data that's available, get inspired and rethink how this can actually help you make better business decisions. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's for.
Right.
It's not necessarily about the technology. It's really about the business decisions that we enable on behalf of our customers and ourselves.
I just want to just add, I don't know if we have one more thing
sure,
I can add to this thing. So traditionally, you know, IT spends all its time, energy, for years and years to create enterprise data warehouse, right? We're always in the back end working on all this.
Yeah.
And then business is impatient. They hire some vendors in their own offices who create some flashy stuff, flashy BI.
Right.
It's about time for IT to actually use our some of our tools, create some flashy, great BI that business will actually love, agile, while, and expose that, while they're working on data set, they can continue to work on that. Once that data set, enterprise data is ready, then simply hook that data, that visual report you created to be going against a clean data set.
Well, and the other part of that, that there's flash and there's meaningful flash,
yes.
But the other piece is making sure that it's available in multiple device experiences. You know, most executives that I know are not sitting at their desk anymore, just looking at their laptop monitor. That's not what's happening. We're out, we're with our surfaces, our other tablet experiences, we're on our phone. I need to make decisions when I'm out in the field doing my job, right? So I think that the ability that we have now to enable that, really, that makes me very excited. And you're right, IT has a new role, which I think is wonderful.
It's modern IT.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's modern IT. I love that. Thank you so much.
IT.
Well, I really appreciate all of you coming out today and having this conversation with
me.
I know people are going to get a lot of advantage from it. And as you said, they can start their experience right on PowerBI.com and get busy today. Everybody has Excel.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Another amazing session with thought leaders in this space. I'm really excited by the Power BI tools and the experience. And for us in the SharePoint community, it makes a huge difference. We are, to many extents, the consumption engine of some of these great tools and capabilities. So if you haven't learned about it, do go out, take advantage of the free training resources, and see more either on Academy or right here on Channel 9 from our conference. I'm Kara Wanagatima from Microsoft IT, and thanks for joining me.